Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Wesley is on the line. Wesley, you got in touch with us because you have recently passed your first anniversary of living in a van. But this is by choice, is that right?
Hi, good morning, Kira. Yeah, it's by choice. Yeah, I've 1 year done there on the 1st of July. I moved out of Dublin and moved into a van and have been living in it ever since.
And, okay, first of all, tell me what prompted you to decide to move into a van?
Well, you see, I've always loved camper vans, and I got my first one when I was 26, and I just had them ever since. But I've never really kind of lived in one full time, and there's loads of stuff online that's sort of like van life and all this kind of stuff. And I've been watching these lives of other people in other countries living in vans full time, and I just thought that would be a great thing to do. But then I was renting in Phibsborough the last 7 years, had a great landlord, was paying low enough rent, and they sold the house. And so that put me in a position where I was like going, okay, well, do I rent again in Dublin? Mm. And I'd be paying two or three times the rent that I was paying. Or I have a camper van outside. Can I kit this thing out and give it a go and see how I get on? So, I decided I'd give it a try. And I said, right, let's do it for a month. Let's do it. And then 1 month went for 2 months. And then it was just great crack. I mean, the freedom and everything else. And I was like, you know, I can do this. This is actually not too bad at all. Like, so yeah, it took a bit of getting used to, but yeah, it's brilliant.
It's a small space, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you live on your own there, Wes?
I do, yeah. I have Scooby. He's my dog.
Okay.
And yeah, so I would recommend getting a dog. They're great even just for security, but also for a bit of companionship and everything as well. So, but yeah, I'm on my own, but I've met lots of people who travel, lots of couples travel together that have been all over the place, all over Ireland and all over Europe. So you meet a lot of, there's lots of forums and communities with the van life. So when you pull up anywhere, another van would often come over to you and say, hey, how's it going? And you'll end up chatting to them and you'll find out that they're actually living in a van as well. So, but for me personally, I went out solo, and I'm still driving around solo at the moment.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Okay, so loads of questions are in my head. First of all, washing, toilet facilities, how do you manage?
Okay, so with the washing, I usually use a laundrette, but I have friends all over the country as well. So if I called into them, I'd say, here, could I throw on a load of laundry there? And they're like usually grand. But most likely it's just going into the laundrette, and that's one expense, like that's kind of on the high end. So you're looking at about €10 a wash, that's washing and drying. The toilet, then I've got a chemical toilet on board, and I've also got a hot shower, and I've got a gas system that heats the water, does the washing up and everything. And I've got a tank of water then that I've got to fill every 3 or 4 days. So if you have a shower every day and you're doing, you know, washing your, washing your plates and yourself and all that, you get about 3 or 4 days, and then you have to go into a petrol station or anywhere that there's a hose. And every church and every graveyard actually has a tap, and I actually got a hose that you just attach onto it. You look around and make sure you're all right,
clever.
and then you stick the hose in the side and tank is full and you tear off.
Is that you look around in case somebody at the graveside comes running at you or something?
Yeah, you see, I don't know. Like, I mean, if I was the priest or whatever that had the place, I'd be like, oh, that's grand. Like, but you just don't know.
True.
And oftentimes there's nobody. It's just a tap on the outside of these buildings. Like, or if you know what the petrol station where you go into the service side of things and you get your...
Yeah, I know exactly.
Water.
I do. Come here to me. You sound like a young man about town. What about the ladies? Meeting someone and saying hello, and you meet them in a bar or whatever people do. You can't meet them in a bar anymore, but you know what I mean. Let's pretend. And what do you say? Do you say, I live in a van, come back to my van? Or like, how do they feel about you, them and the dog all in the van? How's that working out for you?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, before the COVID thing happened, I'd gone on a few Tinder dates and, you know, just whatever, like you meet up with somebody. And I wouldn't actually mention the van at all at the start. But if things start to progress and things are looking to go well, then I might just say, I just put it out there and go, oh, I live in the van. And I just, you know, there's no hiding from, there's no soft way of saying that. Like,
no.
You can't just bleed it in.
And I guess so, if somebody is going to be the kind of person that you would like to go out with, compatible with you, or be with, or be in a relationship with, or even hook up with maybe, then they're going to have to be the kind of person who's open to the slightly more bohemian, I would suggest. No?
Yeah. You know, I've never had anyone sort of friends or anyone like meeting for the first time or even in a date related sort of a thing when I've said to them, I personally had in my own head that people go, oh God, you live in a van. But everybody's like, oh wow, can I see it?
Yeah.
You know, what's it like? You know, people get excited about it.
And
people are genuinely going, wow, that's a different kind of a life. And, you know, how is it going?
And are you, that's the last, I've got someone else on a different line about another similar thing. But are you happy with this life, Wesley? Do you enjoy it? The freedom, the open road, you're self-contained, you're independent. Is there a lot of pluses?
Yeah, look, there is. I mean, at the start, it took a bit of getting used to because you don't have a home to go home to. And then you got to get right with the idea that your home is actually this van. And that took a little bit getting used to. But once you got used to that, it was great. You know, like if you're in a place and you like go, oh, I want to go somewhere, you just sit into the driver's seat and drive on, you know. And so like I've been up and down the west coast of Ireland before COVID. I've been surfing most weeks, and then I worked for a film company sometimes in Galway, Heavy Man Films, and I write for them. And so that's great. So I can write from the van, and I'm working with TW Films in Cork as well. I write with them.
So on a rainy day, Wesley, can you just drive up and you're over in Galway and you can drive out to Clifton or Roundstone and park the van and look over the windswept Atlantic coast and sit in your van and write? So, you know, I'm a bit fanciful. I get swept up and now I want to live in a van. But this is...
Well, I'm down in Ballycotton at the moment. Like, I'm overlooking Garibaldi Bay at the moment. Taking this, and I've just closed the door and I've had the door open and I've just been sitting in here talking to a friend of mine. Actually, what the director from TW Films is here, Brian, who's sitting across from me, being very quiet.
Hello, Brian.
She says hello. Brian's laughing, you know. But yeah, that's the thing, is you just pull up wherever you want, and you can think about it as well. You can look at it and you can see, right, there's waves in Lahinch for the next week. So I'll go down to Lahinch and then I'll say, right, in the morning I'll go in for a surf, come out of the water and sit down and ride overlooking the whole of Clare. And it's just fantastic. And you can just drive anywhere you want. Then you can, you know, go up and down the coast, go up to Galway, and you can hang out with friends in Galway for a few days, and then you can head up to Sligo and
I kind of get it. I'm not just plumossing you. I actually do get it. Stay with me because I've got Gary on the other line. Gary, you live in a houseboat. Now, I've seen the photos of your houseboat because you sent them in, or someone gave them to me anyway, but it's stunning. It's a beautiful looking houseboat. Where are you based? Are you Dublin?
Hey, how are you doing?
How's it going?
I'm actually based, we're parked up, at the moment we're moored between Leeson Street and the barge in Ranelagh.
So you're along the canal there,
the Grand
Canal, isn't it?
Yeah, so we move up and down the canal 500 metres every 5 days at the moment, since the canal's just reopened after COVID. They were closed until last Monday.
Okay.
So they just reopened. It's amazing. We bought it in Liverpool and as an empty shell, and then I brought it over on a ship, and we fitted it out here in Dublin.
Who do you live with? Because again, it's a small.
I'm just alone in the boat.
It's not a tiny space, but it's a smallish space.
Yeah, it's 60 feet long by 13 feet wide, so there's a good bit of space inside. You know,
it's stunningly beautiful, I have to say it.
Yeah, it's great. So, like, we're just, the main issue really is that you are trying to get moorings, you know, and it's very hard to get moorings in Dublin. Liveaboards aren't really recognised by Waterways Ireland, you know.
Oh, okay. So, if you want to live on a boat, that is an issue, as in you can moor up your barge as somebody who mooches around the place and maybe has pleasure cruises or something, but you're not supposed to live on. Why is that distinction made?
There's no real, I don't really know like what's going on. It's a very grey area, but there isn't actually, they estimate there's between 300 and 500 people living on boats in Ireland, but there's actually only 28 mooring permits available from Waterways Ireland. So we're actually petitioning Waterways Ireland at the moment to try and recognise liveaboards and actually give us some more moorings. You know, like nobody wants the canals to turn into a parking lot and just have endless sea of boats, but there's definitely room for maybe one boat.
Personally, you know, I don't spend a huge amount of time by the canal, so maybe I'm not the right person to ask, but I wouldn't mind the canal being a living entity, if you know what I mean. I have to make a confession to you. I have a secret dream that in a few years' time, when I hang up my microphone and my stethoscope and all my other things, that I'm going to go and live on a boat in Greece. That's
yeah,
where
yeah,
I want. I want to live in the small space, the simplicity. I'll read and write and live on bread and cheese and drink white wine. That's kind of my go-to dream in my head when times are tough. So I do get the appeal of this. Was it a good move for you, or would you recommend it?
Yes. Like, I'd highly recommend it if we can, but the main issue is now that we can get Waterways Ireland to engage with us and try and get mooring permits.
Yeah.
So we've actually...
Well, particularly in a time of a housing crisis, being creative about living spaces sounds clever to me. I don't know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like it could be the way forward for a lot of people. And as I said, there's probably estimated to be 500 people living on boats in Ireland.
Gary, would you mind if we put up some of your pictures on our Twitter account? Because
you are
the poster boy for living on a boat, because your boat is beautifully done and looks like it has looks like Dermot Bannon or somebody swept through it. It's a really
it's gorgeous. Yeah, it took about 8 months to do.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. Look, it's a pleasure to talk to both yourself and Wesley. Wesley, thank you for staying there, even though I didn't come back to you about anything in particular. But how interesting! Thank you both very much, Gary and Wesley. 53106. Do you live in some, you know, off the grid bohemian, is bohemian the wrong word, but you know what I mean, in some kind of creative solution, up a tree or on a boat or something like that? We would love to hear from you. It's Friday, we're unscripted. 53106 is the text line. We'll go anywhere.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.